Welcome to our live stream tonight. This is the first week of a four-part series of Complications of the Soul. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And these things are very complicated to understand. So tonight we will deal with healing for the broken hearts. The Bible frequently addresses issues of the soul. Throughout this series, we will examine different areas of our emotional health in the context of Scripture and explore how the Bible gives Scripture to help us with these issues or problems. And honestly, sometimes our problems, they're like giants. And when I think of giants, I think of David as an example, how he conquered his giant, his troubles and his disappointments. The biblical passage for tonight is Psalm 147, verse 3. And I will read just part of the Amplified. It says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, healing their pain and comforting their sorrow." So tonight, the bottom line is we all experience heartbreak, disappointment, sadness, depression, at some time or some point in our lives. Life can be a struggle, and I acknowledge the struggle is real. But honestly, what could be more complicated than living life itself? So what could be more disturbing than that? So how do we, and what is the remedy for an abundant, overcoming life? Because Jesus said he has come to give us life and life more abundant. But so often we live, somewhat just exist day to day. But tonight there is the secret of abundant life. And yes, struggles will happen. The Bible tells us that God is close to those who have a broken heart, and he heals their broken heart. As I read before in Psalm 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds, healing their pain and comforting their sorrows. Let's just pray, because we want the Spirit of the Lord to reach into our lives tonight. Lord Jesus, we just ask you that you will help us, Lord. Those that are listening, those, oh God, who know what sorrow is or heartache, or those, Lord, that have friends who are going through that, I pray tonight, dear God, that you will help us to understand that you are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And Lord, we just ask you by your Spirit that you would come into us. You would comfort us tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So let's look at the anatomy of a broken heart, or let's try to understand what a broken heart is. What could cause a broken heart? There's a few things. Disappointment. We experience many disappointments in life. Disappointments are part of life, and how we handle them is what is very important. We do not get our way all the time. We have dreams that don't come to pass. That's because dreams are only dreams. They are not always reality. We have our heart set on a person, a job, an image, or a good thing that we want our lives to be modeled on. And sometimes we don't get what we want. In childhood, and we've seen it many times with our children, they may not receive the toy that they wanted. I remember one of our grandchildren was so excited. I think it was Christmas or birthday. I'm just not 100% sure. And they got this beautiful wrapped gift. And they opened it with great excitement, But then when they realized it was a Bible, or they didn't know it was a Bible, they just thought it was a book, they were like, oh, we don't want this. But really, that was the treasure of life, because in the Word of God, that's where we find our peace. So while that child wanted maybe a truck or a doll or something, the parents had actually given them something that would hold them through life. Because within the pages of the Word of God is the secret to all happiness. In our families, sometimes we may not receive the affirmation or the love from our parents that we wish we could have. Remember, we're talking about disappointments. We may experience an unexpected negative turn of events, which leaves us very disappointed. Or maybe we have experienced rejection or abandonment or even abuse, which has left us disappointed, grieving and hurting. Sometimes we may experience disappointment because of we have unreasonable, unmet expectations of people. We feel let down and become disillusioned and disappointed with life and with those around us. Another thing that may cause a broken heart is sadness and grief. After disappointments, we may experience a deep sadness. We may feel like crying or like we don't want to interact with anyone, and we could tend to become withdrawn. After a major loss in our lives, loss of a spouse or a friend, or even a friendship, we may experience grief and have a range of emotions that come and go, and we need to work through those over a long period of time. Things just don't happen instantly. I lost my brother to suicide a number of years ago, and upon his suicide and hearing of his suicide, I started to ask some questions, and I'm like, why did he do this? What was the reason? And it came back to me that he couldn't cope with his childhood. And yes, our childhood was traumatic. But because I was now living through his why, what for, how come, many things were coming back to me, and it caused me to reflect upon some of the sadness and the hurt that I experienced. And as I was reliving so many of those dark, dark moments, I was overcome with darkness and depression. And, you know, I had to question what more could I have done to help him. Sometimes we become, or we get stuck in an emotional gutter of sadness and grief that we just can't seem to even climb out of. And that was my experience. For 6 to 8 months, I was in a dark, dark place. Let me say, I hadn't gone through sin. I hadn't done the wrong thing. I was still coming to church. But did I feel anything? No, because of this dark depression that I didn't seem to be able to climb out of. So depression happens when we become stuck in our sad emotions, and in severe depression we become so numb and stop feeling a range of emotions that we don't even feel normal emotions of love and joy, and we see no beauty around us. It's almost like we are and have become robotic. Even the things that once thrilled us now have no meaning and no joy. Everything, life, every day is a struggle. We do not like it when we are in emotional pain, such as disappointment, sadness, or grief. But you know what? Feeling pain is a good thing. It's a good sign. It means you are not desensitized to pain. And my thing is, if you can feel it, you can heal from it. When you stop feeling pain, and if you get to a point where you do not feel happiness or sadness, it is possible you are experiencing deep depression, and you may need additional help such as counseling, prayer, or a support group in order to come out of that darkness and that depression. So, what are the possible results of a broken heart? Let's look at the broken hearts in the Bible. Many people in the Bible experienced broken hearts, disappointment, grief, depression. They were human, just like us. Yes, we've read their stories and we think, oh, the end of the story is better than the beginning, and that's great. But they didn't know the end. Sometimes when we are hurting emotionally, we tend to think we're the only ones in the world that have gone through some things. No one has ever experienced the pain that we are experiencing. Well, that is true to some extent. Every circumstance is different and it's unique to you. And you, only you can feel exactly what you are feeling. However, if you think no one can understand or empathize with us in our pain of a broken heart, we are mistaken. You are not the only one who has experienced a broken heart. I want to look at two instances in the scriptures of a broken heart. Job, righteous Job. The Lord was so proud of Job. He even said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Job was a godly man, honorable. Of all the people in the Bible, Job had more loss, grief, disappointment than anyone else. He was a wealthy man. He had obviously worked very hard to achieve his success with a big family, and he lost everything in one night or in one day. To top it off, his friends judged him harshly because of his loss. And his wife said to him, "Turn your back on God." Possibly she said that because she had a broken heart herself. Maybe she had felt God had let them down. Some say, and I've heard this many times, "If God loved me, then why? Why am I going through this? If God really cared, then why is this happening to me, my family, my friends?" If we listen to the news and we see the devastation of the fires and the floods, just because the news has stopped reporting doesn't mean they have been healed or forgotten about the loss they have suffered. They relive their experiences many times over. And when they reach for that special something, "Oh, that's right, I lost it in the fire or the flood or the break-in." We have had first-hand experience with people just now in a place called Bumbalong, where they lost everything in the fire. And yes, the reporters came and took fabulous photos and news reports. But honestly, those people are still needing healing. They still need love. So just because the news has stopped doesn't mean the people are not hurting. When we go through very difficult situations, loss and pain is very real. It has changed everything. Everything changes. Jesus also had a broken heart. Isaiah 53, verse 3, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief." There are a few times recorded in the Bible when Jesus was so sad. He was sad when Lazarus, his friend, died. It says Jesus wept, and we know that to be the shortest verse in the Bible. But Jesus was human. He was grieved in his spirit when he faced the disappointment in the temple with the spiritual leaders who were not pure in heart. "Why do you do good things?" they said. "Why do you heal this man on the Sabbath?" And they questioned everything he did. And the night that he was betrayed, Jesus went into the garden to pray. To pray and submit his will to God. He was sorrowful. Imagine being and knowing what lays before him. But the secret to overcoming our darkness is prayer. Perhaps he felt betrayed by Judas. It was true. He was betrayed. He knew that Peter was going to deny him 3 times. Can you imagine the pain? He had walked closely with those disciples for those years. He had shared many wonderful moments with them. Perhaps he felt sad because he knew his life was about to end. Remember, he was human. He was flesh, just like you and I. Maybe he had dreams as human that he had not come or had the chance to live out yet. We can speculate all we want to the many reasons Jesus could have been or had a broken-hearted heart as a man. But as God, he carried the weight of the sin of the world. He was the ultimate sacrifice, and he was obedient even in his sorrow and heartbreak. In Mark chapter 14, verse 34, Jesus told the disciples his soul was so sorrowful he felt as if he would die. Another version says, and it said, he said unto them, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death." Sometimes our darkness, our pain, our sorrow, our disappointments make us feel that death would be a release. We know that's not what the scripture says, but I believe that Jesus knew the secret to his release was prayer and submitting his will to God. In Psalm 51, verses 16 and 17, David says, "You don't desire sacrifice. That's easy to give. You don't delight in burnt offerings. But the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." So when we go through our disappointments and our depressions and our darkness and our sorrow and our pain and our heart is breaking, even in the midst of experiencing that pain and sadness, we need to turn to God. Our God is the healer of broken hearts. David declares in Psalm 34, verse 18, "God is close to people who have a broken heart. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saves such those who have a crushed spirit." And when you go through darkness, depression, disappointments, yes, we feel crushed in our spirit. We feel like, will we ever be normal, whatever normal is? In Psalm 73, verse 26, David again, he says, "Oh, God is my strength when my heart fails." He is all we need, brothers and sisters. My flesh and my heart may fail, but our God is strength of our heart and my portion forever. And that needs to be the cry of our heart. He is our portion forever. When we feel overtaken with affliction and grief, as if we would drown in the ocean of depression, God will bring us out. God will comfort us, give us a stable foundation, bring beauty back into our lives, and speak peace into our future. Psalm 61, "Oh God," David cries, "listen to my cry. So tonight, if you're feeling despondent, overtaken, overcome with grief and broken heart, say to God, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth, and sometimes that means we feel so far from God, from the ends of the earth I will cry unto you, because I know my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to a towering rock of safety, for you are my refuge, or safe refuge, a fortress where mine enemies cannot reach me. David knew what it was to be alone, and he cried out to God. He felt far from God, but from the ends of the earth he cried out, because his heart was overwhelmed or breaking. So using our pain for good, and I know many of us have experienced very hard times and darkness and depression, but what are we going to do with it? Our heartache, how can it help someone? Think about the mothers who have lost children in accidents caused by drunk drivers. What could be more sad than that family up in Sydney that lost all those children? Was bitterness the answer? No. Did they have heartache? Absolutely. Were their hearts broken? Yes. And I don't know their situation, but forgiveness is what they granted. Some of the mothers that have lost children to drunk drivers, instead of allowing their depression to overcome them, they started an organization called MADD, M-A-D-D, and it's Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They did something with their darkness and their depression. And for me, even over the years, I've been able to share and encourage others when they're struggling with disappointment, sadness, or depression. A comforting scripture that the Lord gave me when I was going through that really dark time was in Job chapter 14, verse 7. There is hope of a tree if it is cut down, that it will sprout again. And sometimes we feel like we have just, what more can we give? What more can we do? We feel so cut down. But when that tree started to smell the scent of water, it started to grow again. And brothers and sisters, for us tonight, that is the answer. When we come into the presence of God, when we feel God's presence, there is hope for us. We will come out of it and darkness will flee. Amen. Praise God. So that's Job chapter 14, verse 7. Even a tree, if it cut down, it will sprout again and grow new branches. So we need to give our broken hearts to Jesus. But giving our broken hearts to Jesus does not mean that we will never feel pain associated with whatever hurts us. But it does mean we will use our pain to move forward into good things God has planned for us. And one day we will find we are healed from our broken heart through what we do to help others. So tonight, if you know someone who is going through disappointments, darkness, depression, and feel like you feel like your heart is breaking and darkness is all around you, I want to leave you with a word of encouragement. Be like David the psalmist. When my heart is overwhelmed, I go to the rock. And that rock is higher than I. David, when facing that giant, King Saul said to him, "You will never win against him." But David replied, "Oh, the God that delivered me from the lion and the bear, he will deliver me." David trusted God through the hard times, through the lonely times, through the times of rejection. He trusted God. He had a relationship with God. So tonight I encourage you to develop a strong relationship with your God. Read His Word. It's His love letter to us. Within these pages of the Word of God are hidden riches for us to consume to help us in our life. Listen to the Word of God. And very often, if you come to our house, I have the Word of God playing, because I have learned over the years that the Word of God is powerful. It gives life. It gives hope. And when you spend time out there walking and throughout the day, talk to God. Tell Him your issues. Tell Him where you feel you are, because our God is a delivering God. He can help us tonight. He can deliver us. So no matter where you are in life today, if you have friends going through hard times and darkness, I know a God who can set us free. So maybe we'll pray together. Lord Jesus, You know that we are but flesh. And Lord, we know that You suffered in many areas, just like we are going through. But Lord, like David, we want to draw closer to You. We want You to be the sustaining power in our life, that we know that You will never leave us. We know that You will never forsake us. Oh God, tonight we give You glory. We give You praise, Lord. We thank You for all that You have done. And Lord, the promise of Your word, that when we go through these trials and these dark times, that we shall come forth as pure gold. Oh God, do with us as You will. Bring us forth as pure gold, that we will glorify, we will magnify, and we will know that our God is real. And He can help us, and He will help others. Lord, we submit to You tonight. Help us in our weaknesses. Help us in our frailties. Lord, because You are the God who answers prayer. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.